All right. Welcome to Motivational Monday. Glad you are joining in. Wherever you are, may you feel God's abundant blessings upon your life. Today, a very simple message, a very direct message under the theme, commitments. Commitments. And to dive into that, I want us to look at Matthew 16, verses 24 through 25. Hear the word, it is this. Then Jesus told his disciples, if any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. Well, we know this gospel well. And it's one of those verses that you read, that you reflect on, and it kind of feels like you're tossed back and forth, like you're flipping and flopping on the either side of the volleyball net. If you want to become my followers, you got to deny yourselves and take up the cross. And those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. Well, what is going on there? I think the goal that Jesus points to, the commitment that Jesus points to is for my sake, to allow our hands to be Christ's hands in the world, to let our heart be filled in such a way by God's love that our heart is an outpouring of God into the world, that our sense of worship is so centered in to who God is that we want to listen for more of God in our life so that we can go out and experience and share that kind of life, that kind of commitment into Christ with the world. And so I'm going to give you a few exploration questions before I share this story with you. But here they are. What is one commitment in your life that has profoundly formed you in some way? And why? Second, what have you learned about the challenges of keeping commitments and how has that impacted your relationship with Jesus? Number three, what commitments in your life have been the easiest or most joyful for you and why? And in what ways have you discovered new callings through your commitments? I think as you hear those questions and let those wash over you, maybe listen to them a couple times, you see this is not a linear exercise moving through, answering, accomplishing. It's more of how do you journey through your ongoing commitments? And how is the ongoing story of your life reflected in Jesus? Now be inspired by these words.
I've always been stopped in my tracks, both emotionally and spiritually, by what I once read from a theologian named Gil Mylander. He said, people talk constantly about setting goals. Life seldom works like that. Much of the time, we're already committed in important ways before we really decide what our goals should be. Don't imagine that the point of life is to set goals. Think instead that its point is to be faithful to the commitments already built into your life. People who make goals central are people who think the most important things in life are consciously chosen. People who make faithfulness central are people who realize that quite often our commitments come to us in ways that are unexpected, unchosen, and even unwanted. I've always lived with the desire to set and even more achieve big goals. But I was raised by a woman who was the picture of a life called to her simple commitments. I don't know if my mom ever thought about her life that way. But I do know that she lived out her callings through her faithfulness to her commitments. Among those were the commitments that she made when she and my dad decided to adopt three children. I'm the oldest of those three. Living a life of calling for her sprang from the reality that there was never a day when she didn't know Jesus. He was her constant companion, her abiding comfort. She made sure her children knew him, talked about him frequently, and then found ways to introduce him to her grandchildren. She knew, I think, what Jesus meant when he said, for those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. Along the way, she struggled at times with deep depression, but she was always the picture of joy, a joy in always befriending strangers and playful delight in her family. What mattered most to her was that she was loved by the Father, redeemed by Jesus, grafted into the family of Christ in baptism, nurtured in one church family after another, sharing her faith with others and her gifts and service. And this is critical, knowing the constant companionship of the Holy Spirit, praying in her groaning in the last years of her life with sighs too deep for words. Because there was silence at the end of her life, she suffered from primary progressive aphasia. She lost the ability to speak her thoughts. The woman, we used to say, who scarcely had an unuttered thought, was suddenly stilled. But incongruously, one early morning when I spied her praying in our kitchen, when she could barely speak anymore, I heard these words, "This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it." Her commitments were her purpose. There was to the end her simple faith, which had often embarrassed me, but which I envied when my big goals actually didn't bring me the joy that her faithfulness did. Our callings are so simple, actually. They're to be faithful to our commitments. And our commitments as Jesus followers are always in one way or another about finding ourselves in the gift of giving our lives away.
So true. We often discover life in giving it away, in living generously, a sense of gratitude, not holding too tightly, but more loosely, in allowing the gift of life to spring eternal with us. Well, the best reminder I got there was that our commitments are our callings. Our commitments are our callings. And so where it is that we're pouring life into, this is where God is continuing to speak. And so I want to pray this prayer over you, and may it bless your commitments and how it is you live your call as a Jesus follower in the world. Let us pray. Protect our commitments, dear Father, that we might continue to follow you through the storms and darkness of this life, through the joys and brilliance of all our days, so that connected to you, we may always know the goodness of your love. Guide our commitments, dear Jesus, that we might always see the cost of life lived in your presence, in our families, in our jobs, in our lovings and our challenges, in our strengths and in our weaknesses, that in faithfully walking with you, we might become more like you. Enlighten our hearts, dear Spirit, that the gift of your power might grow our commitments, that the breath of new life might blow through what appears lifeless, so that through our commitments, we might lose ourselves and find the fullness of life in you. Amen and amen and amen. All thanks and praise be to God. All right, folks, good day.